You have labor questions? They have answers. Bill Hohlfeld and Joe Maniscalco. Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz.
And we're back with more good talk right here on Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz, the program that tells the story of everyday workers, their struggles, and we really hope their victories. Joe, who's coming up next now?
Right now, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk about the Spectrum strike. We're going to touch base with Eddie Rogan. He's been out for 10 months. And Eddie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, Eddie. As you know, if you've been listening and you've been reading what Labor Press has been putting out for the 2 weeks, you know, we're squarely behind you guys, and we've been doing everything we can to bring this to the public's attention, because what's going on here with Spectrum and Local 3 is an absolute disgrace.
I wanted to thank you guys first thing.
Yeah.
First and foremost. The articles have been excellent. Joe wrote an excellent article for Randy, Chris Fasula, myself. Excellent work.
Well done. Well done, Joe.
We'll talk about what you say to your coworkers. You know, I know that some of the guys have crossed, a lot of guys have not. What's the feeling now, almost a year into this?
It's tough. You know, everybody's fighting, but I if I were to talk to the guys that are still on strike with me, stay strong. Just stay the course. You know, I want guys to realize it. It's tough seeing the out-of-state workers, you know, still coming in. We've given video evidence, photographic evidence of the plates from Maryland, Connecticut, Texas, Florida. You know, the company put them up in hotels in Brooklyn.
Yeah, let's dig into this, because that goes to the heart of the franchise agreement with the city of New York.
Exactly.
That there's a cap on the amount of out-of-state workers that they're allowed to bring in.
And Joe, the governor should be all annoyed about this, too. He's always talking about his economic development zones all through the state and everything, how he's going to revitalize the economy. How do you do that without a state license plate?
The governor stood with the strikers over the summer during the march over the Brooklyn Bridge. We haven't heard much from him since then.
Yeah, we haven't actually, but...
Yeah, well, a march and a speech is nice, but, you know, the power of the pen's a lot stronger,
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's tough because they've blacked out everything for us. So it's like I mentioned, you wrote in the article, it's screaming into a canyon. No one can really hear us with the fight. You know, the main thing we want people to realize, like the public who have Spectrum, if they want answers, go out to the town meetings, because you can see firsthand, you can hear the questions, and then hear the answers. We've got one woman who's a complete warrior, Sanella Jensik. She's at all of them, and she goes with legit questions. She's been questioning the mayor. He's been at meetings, and we'd love for somebody from Spectrum to show up there to answer the questions, because they wouldn't be able to.
So how many of these town halls have you had?
There have been several. They're all over. What I'm going to do is I will talk to Derek Jordan later on, get the next few, and I'll send them to you. So if you guys could let the people know.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the website.
Fantastic.
Right?
So they can get out and just go see and get an idea, you know, of what they're really doing. Because all you're seeing, it's a media blitz. You've seen more Spectrum commercials now than ever.
Every day. You know, listen, it's one of my habits, right? I watch Jeopardy almost every day.
Okay.
And during a Jeopardy commercial, there's at least three commercials for Spectrum come on. $29.95. And, you know, this is what I keep complaining about. You know, we've gotten to this place in our culture, in our society, where all that anybody cares about these days is how do I lower the cost? How do I lower the cost? Well, you know, if we continue to lower the cost by destroying other people's livelihoods, you know, nobody's going to be better off in the long run.
Right. That's what they're doing. And if you look up, you've got the Schneiderman lawsuit, which is regarding the speeds of the internet, because they're completely lying about that. So they're talking about 100, 200, 300 speeds for the price, but they're not giving that. And when you go and put in a modem, you put in equipment, and then the customer calls up the next day, the problem with that is the tech was getting punished. It's called a repeat call. It goes against the technician, and you lose days, you lose advancement. They take away books, which allows you to get a raise to go to top pay. And that's one of the problems that we have. It's part of the unfair labor practice that they're doing.
Now, Eddie, before all this came down, how long were you with the company?
Well, I've been with the company 32 years.
32 years.
I started in 1985 when it was Manhattan Cable.
Right.
Then it became Time Warner Cable.
Right.
And then obviously the last couple of years, Charter took over. And one of the ironic things about this whole contract situation is anytime there was a contract coming up, Time Warner, Manhattan Cable, any management would never bring up the proposals. They would never put papers in the garages about what they're proposing and tell them the techs what they're doing, because it was between the union and management. Charter makes phone calls. They're calling people's houses, leaving messages on answering machines, leaving flyers everywhere. That's not the way you do a business. That's the way you scare technicians. It's a scare tactic.
Well, yeah, it's a scare tactic. Right. It's a form of intimidation to let people know that in your own way, without saying it in so many words, if you don't go along with the program, you're going to be out of work.
You're out of work. Exactly. Yep. Wow. My way or the highway.
Wow.
Eddie, can you talk a little bit? We've seen some pushback from people trying to say that the way that the union has presented the contract talks is not the way it played out. And they're saying that basically that somehow the union was offering the status quo. I mean, you've seen the comments. Please address them.
I don't see how if you're a company with 1,800 men and women and the status quo is what we're looking for. We're just looking to keep the benefits, keep the packages. We're not looking for a wage increase. So if the company comes and goes, all right, you know what? Keep it the way it is. Keep working. It's all good. Why would we say no to that? The union has gone in for the last three negotiations and have had some givebacks, little collateral going back and forth, and the company will not budge. The lead negotiator for Spectrum, Kevin Smith, in September literally stood up and told Chris Erickson, I swear on my mother's grave, we will never give in to the jib. It's basically as unprofessional as you can get in negotiations.
Okay, Kevin Smith, you go up at the top of our wall of shame. Okay, Kevin Smith in big letters for being unprofessional and for being, and here's Joe, we touched on this last week, right? Here's what you are, Kevin Smith. You're a bad American, okay? You're a bad citizen because people, you know what Abraham Lincoln said? Anybody who says he loves his country and hates labor is a liar. And that's all right. That's straight out of Abraham Lincoln. And that's where I'm coming from. So, Kevin Smith, if you're trying to do people out of work, then you're a bad American and you get to the top of the wall of shame.
Well, that was kind of my take. You know, right before the Super Bowl, Trump came out and said, hey, let's on this Super Bowl Sunday, let's not forget our armed forces fighting for our American way of life. Well, I thought he should have kept on going and thanked you guys on the strike line. I mean, you're fighting for the American way of life. Eddie, you got a wife, you got a kid, you know, you got two kids, you got
three.
A house.
I got three kids, yeah.
Three kids and a house. That's pretty much the American dream, and all of that is slipping through your fingers.
Yeah, and you talk about the workforce. I'm sorry. Spectrum's also lying about the workforce. You know, they're saying they still have 2,000 employees. They're including the guys that are on strike. You know, they've brought in guys from Cablevision. They've brought in the out-of-state contractors, and they've given them jobs. You know, the issue with that is the New York infrastructure, you guys know, it's underground, it's in backyards, you need superintendents, you need permission. It's not like Long Island or out of state where it's on a pole, it's easy accessible. You need to get to these, you need permission, you need permits.
You need a lot of time just to move around
sure,
in New York.
Absolutely. So you're not getting that much. That you created so many outages, and that's what's been happening in the past 11 months.
I wonder how much money Kevin Smith made. How much money do you think Kevin Smith makes?
I don't know, but we know that the CEO, Tom Rutledge, makes $98 million a year.
$98 million. Okay, yeah. And I know we brought that point up before, but I think it's one that we shouldn't be forgotten. $98 million. Big fat pig makes $98 million a year, wants to put people out of work.
But at the same time, you have that reality. And also, when people see that somebody has a middle-class job, somebody like Eddie, you know, I wrote the story about you. You've been there for 32 years. You've been able to attain a certain salary. And there are actually people who are begrudging you that, thinking like it's not an enormous sum when you think you have a family of four or five people.
At college.
College.
College is.
How old are the kids, Eddie?
My daughter is 18. She goes to Sacred Heart in Connecticut. And my sons are 16 and 13.
Okay. So college is
right around the corner.
Right around the corner. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And I've been down that route, so I know what that costs.
But then again, too, it's like, isn't that the American dream where you're able to attain a certain level of a certain kind of lifestyle? Now that's all disappearing. Now we can't have that.
I can honestly say, I it sounds corny, but I was living the dream. I have a phenomenal wife. I have phenomenal kids. I have a great salary, a great job. And, you know, my daughter's going to the college she wanted to. I've got a great house. You know, friends. Everything was going great.
And you did everything you were supposed to. You started out out of high school, right?
Right out of high school.
You worked for it your whole life, is the point.
My dad was blue collar. I'm blue collar.
But you continued your education. You did
correct.
Every kind of job that the company has.
Correct. Everything. I've done everything from installer to service to construction to maintenance to fiber optic. They needed me to do it. I learned how to do it, and I did it.
That's textbook.
Well, Joel, you know what I mean? I get to the point where I get speechless because like this can't go on. This shouldn't go on. And you know, we're still behind you, Eddie. We got 1 minute left. So in the last minute, tell the people out there what you want to tell them before you go home today.
Just don't believe the lies that Spectrum are telling. All right. When you see us on strike, don't do the normal way you see guys on strike. You're like, oh, they want to raise. They're looking for more money. That is not it at all. I swear to you, it's we want to keep our benefits, our medical, for our families. That's exactly what it is. It's for our families is what we want to keep. So come out to the town meetings, please. I'm going to give these guys a list of town meetings.
And we're going to publish them.
Okay. So come out and just hear the questions that we're asking. Try to find out where the answers come from and then hear the answers that you're getting. Okay, there's, like I said, you can look up the Schneiderman lawsuit. You can see the speeds that they're lying about.
Okay, Eddie, on that note of truth, we're gonna break it off there. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, guys, thank you. Thank you so much.
And you know we wish you the best of luck.
I appreciate it. God bless. Thanks.
And we will be back in just a moment with more good talk on Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz right here on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Labor Press on AM 970, The Answer.